Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a CD of an Easter and Ascension sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Ascension Day, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Easter and Ascension sermons.
The court definitely sees the problems that the policy of the university poses to force a Bible study group to be led by someone who doesn't believe in the Bible.
There's no reason for a public university or law school to subsidize discrimination.
He takes evil and overcomes evil with good. And if you have any questions about that, you look at Good Friday.
If the government can pass a law saying that you have to have a national day of prayer and the president has to give a proclamation, well then the government could encourage citizens to fast during Ramadan.
My wife was deposed in that lawsuit not too long ago, but is it going to change anything? Absolutely not.
Florida truck drivers love Issues, etc.
I know it can be very frustrating. You watch television, you watch sitcoms, you watch comedy, you watch the news, and it seems as though all religions, so now common in our pluralistic society, are treated with kid gloves and the highest of respect. Their beliefs, their adherence, with the exception of Christianity. Christianity is, we got to be honest, to some degree kind of the whipping boy of pop culture and especially of the media. Is there a religious double standard? As frustrating as it may be, we're going to be talking about that here in the first few minutes of Issues, Etc. Greetings and welcome. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We begin today's show talking with Colleen Carol Campbell about South Park, Islam, and Hollywood's double standard. Then we'll spend the rest of the program talking to Ken Ham about creation, evolution, and the Bible. Stay tuned, because later in the hour, we're going to give away three copies of Ken Ham's latest book, The New Answers Book 3. Three copies to give away of The New Answers Book 3 a little bit later in the program. Our call-in number live this Thursday afternoon, the 29th of April, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter us at @issuesetc. Colleen Carol Campbell writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. She's host of a weekly television program called Faith and Culture and author of the book The New Faithful. Colleen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Colleen, is there a religious double standard in Hollywood?
Yeah, I think there is, and I think it's been evident for years. And what I mean by that is that we see Christians portrayed in movies very differently than we see members of other faiths portrayed. Now, sometimes we see Hollywood mocking Judaism, but it seems to prefer to mock Christianity most of the time. We very rarely see deprecating treatments of, for instance, Hinduism, Buddhism, or Islam. And I think that's sort of the political correctness that reigns in Hollywood that's driving that.
The Comedy Central animated comedy South Park pulls no punches on anyone. Tell us about the controversy surrounding two recent South Park episodes.
Well, as your listeners may know, South Park is a very crude animated show. It's been airing 14 seasons on Comedy Central. It's been basically given free rein to mock anyone and everyone in sight. Certainly had a lot of very derogatory references to Jesus and to Christianity, to Catholicism, poking fun at popes, presidents, celebrities, everyone. But interestingly enough, this month when South Park's creators took on Islam, in what was really a pretty tame attack, basically they devoted two episodes around the storyline of, they constructed a storyline around the fact that Muslims react so violently, some of them, when Muhammad is depicted visually in cartoons or anywhere else. So the theme of the show was that all of these other characters got together and they had Jesus and Moses and Buddha and celebrities saying, how come, you know, Muhammad escapes ridicule? Let's bring him in here. And then the whole episode revolved around how to get Muhammad in without actually showing him on screen and therefore sparking worldwide riots. Eventually, they decided on a bear suit to put Muhammad in. Later it turned out it was actually Santa Claus under the bear suit. So this is all very, you know, juvenile and silly, and I don't think it comes near the kind of ridicule that certainly Christians have come under by the creators of this show, and that Comedy Central has allowed, given the creators free rein to ridicule as much as they want. But on this particular episode, Comedy Central executives suddenly discovered their sensitive side. They censored the show's next episode, bleeping out every mention of Muhammad's name. They even bleeped out an entire speech that didn't mention Muhammad, but was about the need to resist intimidation. And the reason for this was because there was an online death threat against the creators of the show, put out by a radical Islamist group known as Revolution Muslim. They're actually based right here in the United States, in New York City. They posted the creators' photos and addresses on their website, warned them that they would probably suffer the same fate as Dutch filmmaker Theo van Gogh, who was murdered in 2004 after he co-produced a film critical of Islam. So this was a pretty frightening thing, obviously, to Comedy Central executives, and as I said, they censored the whole episode. But I think it was really interesting to see that this apparently works with Hollywood. Hollywood can apparently be bullied. And it was interesting, after years of seeing Hollywood executives and stars complain about threats of censorship and theocracy whenever Christians get offended at the way our faith is portrayed, that as soon as Muslims are offended, they're pretty quick to pull back and censor themselves.
Was this the first time that Comedy Central in particular has engaged in self-censorship?
No, it wasn't. In 2006, South Park's creators also wanted to take on this issue of visual depictions of Muhammad. It was right after the Danish cartoon controversy, when there were, again, worldwide riots over some Danish cartoons that satirized Muhammad. So the creators of South Park constructed an episode, again, around this theme, and Comedy Central thwarted their attempts to depict Muhammad on the show. So there again, we find the show that mocks everyone is not free to mock Islam. And again, if we've looked at past episodes of South Park, and I don't recommend the show, I'm not a fan at all, but you'll see some pretty appalling depictions of things that are sacred to Christians, to Jews, to others. And so, again, we've got a double standard operating here, and it's frightening to see how radical Muslims are succeeding, really, in shutting down free speech in this country. Again, I don't celebrate this particular type of speech, but it's frightening that it can be squelched so easily.
What about places outside Hollywood? About journalism? Have journalists buckled under the threats from Muslim viewers?
Yes, we have seen journalists buckle under this sort of pressure. Certainly during the Danish cartoon controversy that I mentioned, I believe it first flared up in 2005. The riots didn't really start going until some months after the cartoons appeared, and it was kind of bleeding into 2006. But we saw newspapers and news networks doing lengthy reports on the controversy, and they wouldn't show the cartoons. And then, interestingly enough, just last year, Yale University Press decided to publish a book called The Cartoon That Shook the World. This was supposed to be the definitive report on what happened with that cartoon controversy, what sparked it, and the riots that followed. Well, the book publishers at the last minute decided to pull their own reprinting of the cartoons because they didn't want to get in trouble again with radical Muslims. So here you have the definitive historical take on the cartoon controversy, and it doesn't include the cartoons.
So what do you think we should learn from South Park episodes that use visual depictions of the Prophet Muhammad?
Well, I think the lesson from this episode is that when it comes to confronting the threat of radical Islam and genuine threats of theocracy, as opposed to imaginary ones, which Hollywood elites can see basically behind every church door, when it comes to confronting the real threats to free speech, we can't count on Hollywood. And I think this episode also taught us how vulnerable and fragile our free speech rights are in the age of Islamist extremism. This is no longer something that's happening just in Europe. It's happening right here in the United States, and it's happening over, of all things, cartoons. I think we need to be very concerned about this, and I think we need to speak out and before, frankly, we lose the right to.
Finally then, Colleen, you know that the new atheists, Hollywood elites, they like to lump together Christianity and Islam. They like to say that both of these religions promote violence, But if you would contrast how Christian leaders have responded to satire aimed at Christianity versus some Muslim groups and their reactions.
That's right. It's a very striking disparity. We certainly have the right as Christians to defend our Lord and our faith by boycotting, by writing to sponsors, by picketing outside their offices if we want to. But you don't see Lutherans or Catholics slashing the tires and burning down buildings and threatening to kill cartoonists because they don't like what was depicted in an animated show. And that's the difference. And so I think when, especially when Hollywood elites try to equate Islamist violence with Christian anger over some of these sacrilegious depictions of our faith, I think they're ignoring a very big distinction. But it's a distinction clearly that they do notice, because we saw again with Comedy Central executives that when they're facing a real threat, they know the difference, and they're very quick to discard their own exalted pretensions to artistic freedom. So again, we can't count on Hollywood, but we need to take this upon ourselves to defend our free speech rights.
Colleen Carol Campbell writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. She's host of a weekly television program called Faith and Culture, and she's author of the book The New Faithful. Colleen, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you for having me, Todd.
By the way, Colleen, just tonight, is going to be down in my neck of the woods speaking for the Life Network Spring Banquet. That's tonight, Thursday, the 29th. Beginning, let's see, the doors open at 5:45, dinner served at 6:30. It's at Turner Hall. That's 1211 Cherry Street in Columbia, Illinois. As I said, my neck of the woods. Colleen will be the keynote speaker for the Life Network Spring Banquet. The address, again, it's called Turner Hall, 212 Cherry Street, 212 Cherry Street, Columbia, Illinois. And the doors open at 6:45. Dinner is served at 6:30. And you can go hear Colleen speak on the life issue. When we come back, we're going to spend the remainder of this hour of Issues Etc. with Ken Ham of Answers in Genesis. We'll talk creation, evolution, and the Bible. Stay tuned.
His Hands and His Feet, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
Dear sinner, dear doubter, dear skeptic, see his hands and feet. The forgiveness of my sin lies in the hands and the feet of the crucified and risen Jesus.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon for any size gift during the Easter season. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us during the 50 days of Easter.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Mondays, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen, and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen.
Historic liturgy, cool. Liturgical dance, not cool. Kneeling for the Lord's body and blood on a Sunday morning, cool. Sitting in your theater-style seat with cup holder for your double mocha latte, not cool. We're the Brothers of John the Steadfast. If you're interested in traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice, check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.com.